Hi, this is Erja Lyytinen, and you're listening to The Raven and the Pools on Talk Radio Europe. Hey, baby!
Hill Country Blues, electric style. Cedric Burnside, his brand new album is called Benton Country Relic, and that was a track called We Made It. Cedric is the grandson of R.L. Burnside, and was actually playing in his band when he was about 10 years old. I guess he must be around about 40 or 40, in his early 40s now, I think. And this is his latest album. He's a drummer, and that's the album. And it really is worth catching hold of and listening to all the tracks. It really is Hill Country Blues with an electric style. Opening up The Raven and the Blues. Welcome to the programme. My name is Dave Raven. Back from my 6 days in the sun, which was gorgeous. I kind of missed the UK, and it was very odd doing the show last week in the rain and with all the German and British tourists in the same place staring at me as I spoke in between tracks, because they couldn't hear the music, of course. All they could hear was every 4 or 5 minutes me sort of talking to you. And so every time I started speaking, they all looked up and stared at me. Which I don't mind working to a crowd, but when the crowd don't know what I'm doing, it's really rather odd. Let's stay with new releases. The album which came out, earlier on this year, I guess, probably about the first couple of months of 2018. The album by Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager, the album called Rough Cut, and here is Depot Blues. ¶¶
cry no more. I went to the depot and I looked up on the board. I went to the depot and I looked up on the board. Couldn't see no train coming, hear no whistle blow. The engineer blew the whistle and the fireman rang the bell. The engineer blew the whistle and the fireman rang the bell. I could see my woman on board waving back to me, fare thee well. I had the strength to take this train off the track. If I had the strength, I'd take this train off the track. Listen, you promised me to bring my baby back. Ooh, oh, dear, I don't believe she's coming home to me no more. I don't believe she's coming home to me no more. Say you're leaving now, baby, got crepe hanging on your door. Ooh, oh, 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 oh.
Salgado, Alan Hager together, the lovely album Rough Cut from earlier on this year. I'm going to miss rolling in my baby's arms. That's called Depot Blues. Lovely stuff. We now go back quite a long way, almost 50 years, I guess. 1969, is that 50 years? I can't do the counting. this week saw the death of Big J McNeely, and lots of publicity about him I saw all over the place, which is kind of odd because, in a way, he was a one-hit wonder. If you go onto iTunes and look for Big J McNeely, you won't see dozens of albums. You'll see like three singles, that's all, or him on various compilations. Yet he was an important voice. I mean, he's part of my musical life, in a way, which is odd. When we were in Spain, all three of us were in the radio business, and we worked together 30-odd years ago and are really good friends. And we were talking about how the records of your life tend to be, many of them tend to come from important benchmarks in your life. Getting married, GCSEs or leaving school or whatever, your first love affair, all these kind of things. There's a record in there somewhere which every time you hear it brings the memories flooding back. And this one for me, I was 13, it was 1959, and I remember it so well. And yet it's, you know, it's nothing particularly special in a way, but to pay tribute to a gentleman who's been around the music business, the R&B business, for many, many years. I think he was still not recording, but still working to audiences still, right up to his death. Big J McNeely, and There Is Something On Your Mind.
There is something on your mind, by the way you look at me. There is something on your mind, honey, by the way you look at me. Can what you're thinking bring happiness, or will it bring misery? No, no, please don't try to tell me. I think I understand. No, no, you don't have to tell me, pretty baby. I think I understand. You want me to try and forget you, but I'll do the best I can.
Heard that for years and years and years, but still that sax bit towards the end, and it's such a simple song in a way that it's amazing. But that's Big J McNeely and Little Sonny from 1959, and There Is Something On Your Mind. That comes from an album called The Original Sound of R&B, 1959, and it's 20 odd tracks, and oh, it's every track is a killer. Now, I wonder, is it just me being old? I mean, people like listeners like Melanie, who's much, much younger, I wonder if that has the same effect on her as it does on me, because, of course, it was part of my growing up. And it's odd, most of the listeners to this, the Raven and the Blues, tend to be based in the USA or in Canada, and you'll be amazed that back in 1959, We had no pop music stations at all in the UK. We had the BBC, who played some pop music as and when, but there was nothing really playing stuff like that. So we had a station which we always listened to in the evening called Radio Luxembourg, which was based in Luxembourg. And it was on medium wave, and the only way to get it was in the evening when it got dark. And I had it was also before transistors, and I had this enormous radio I would take to bed with me and listen while I promised my parents I was sleeping to think Radio Luxembourg and tracks like that. Wonderful stuff. The death of Big J. McNeely prompted me to play it, and that is Big J. McNeely, and There Is Something on Your Mind. Lindsay Beaver has a new album. It's called Tough as Love. And here she is with I got Love If You Want It. Would you believe that's 2 years older than Big J. McNeely, recorded by Slim Harpo back in 1957 and covered by so many people over the years. The Kinks, I think The Who, when they were called The High Numbers, did it, and loads of other covers as well. I think even Billy Gibbons has done a copy of it as well quite recently, but that's Lindsay Beaver off her new album Tough as Love and Slim Harpo's original of I Got Love If You Want It. There's a new album out by Anna Popovich, who is a good-looking lady, and knows it too, to be honest, and uses her looks, I think, to help her, help her progression in the pop business, I guess. Her new album is called Like It On Top, and this is the title track from it, featuring Keb Mo and Robin Ford together, and here it is. The album has just been released, I think, this week, or is it even next week it's coming out? But it's a good, good album. Some joining together with people like Keb Mo and Robin, but other ones on her own, and I Like It On Top.
If she likes it all,
Anna Popovich and her new album Like It On Top. There is the title track, and Anna is no fool. I know that she will know that every DJ who plays that across the world will make some smutty innuendo at the end, apart from me. Good stuff. And if you like that, you'll like the album as well, and there's some really good tracks upon it, and it's out this week, not next week as I said. Okay, let's stay with 2018. Tinsley Ellis album's called The Winning Hand. We've played many tracks from it, and here is The Sound of a Broken Man.
Feeling broken hurt. a silence I just can't stand. But how can you hear the sound of a broken man?
Winning Hand is the album, came out earlier on this year. Tinsley Ellis, the artiste, and the sound of a broken man. I mentioned earlier when I was playing Big J McNeely that the sounds of 1969, not 69, you stupid fool, the sounds of 1959 R&B was such a fabulous album, I would go back to it if I couldn't play some more tracks. So here I am, back to it. Ray Charles, 1959. Now here's a single which I bought when it came out and never heard it in full till I bought a second copy and was able to play the two side by side. And of course when cassettes came in, I recorded the full length version because in those days you could only have about a maximum of 4 or 5 minutes on a single, and the Ray Charles number is, I think, 5 minutes long. So what they did was cut it in half. And on the B side of the single, it was What Did I Say Part 2, and on the A side, What Did I Say Part 1. Here they are together. How good is that? What did I say? Parts 1 and 2. And both parts are just so different. Ray Charles from 1959. And when I was doing stage work, and which is, I started professionally about 1968 or thereabouts. When I was doing stage work, I used to play the part 1. And then if they were in the mood for it, and you can sense they were in the mood for it, I'd say, do you want some call and response? And they go, yeah. And so I flip it over and play part 2. But good stuff. Ray Charles, 1959. What did I say? Parts 1 and 2. And now what we'll do is stay in 1959 for the last track. And this is the blues side of Rhythm and Blues, John Lee Hooker.
You know my crawl in Kingsley, baby. And I rose my den. You know my crawl in Kingsley, baby. And I rose my den. Don't you hang around my maid. Wanna use her for myself. Crawling, baby, when the grass was very high. I'm just gonna keep on crawling now, baby, until the day I die. Become a crawling Kingsley, baby. And I rose my day. Don't you hang around my mate. Wanna use her for myself. You know I'm gonna crawl up to your window, baby. Wanna crawl up to your door. You got anything I want, baby. Wanna crawl up on your floor. Because I'm a crawling Kingsley, baby. And I rose my day. Keep on calling on, baby, until the day I die. Because my crawling Kingsley, baby. And I rose my day. Don't want you hanging around my maid.
Now, why did they fade it there? It originally was longer than that. John Lee Hooker from 1959 and Crawling Kingsnake. And that's our trilogy of records from... was it 50-odd years ago? I can't do sums this morning. Just forget it. Okay, up to date now on an album which has just been released about a month ago. Mahogany Drift is the album, and it's three great guys together, and that's Troy Redfern, J.J. Hutchinson, and Mike Ross, the RHR Band, and here they are with Ghost Hound Rider.
Time to be asking you why.
Yeah, on the Rocky Side of Blues, the album Mahogany Drift, released last week, or is it this week? I think it's this week, actually. Available to buy on iTunes and Amazon and everywhere else. But if you want to buy the actual CD itself, go to their website, either Troy Redfern's or Jack J. Hutchinson's or Mike Ross's, and get the RHIR album, Mahogany Drift and Ghost Hound Rider. Really good stuff. Let's go back to the beginning of the year now, and January time, the Reverend Sean Amos released Amos Breaks It Down. And here is a track simply looking back at the year before. It's called 2017. Lovely stuff. The Reverend Sean Amos. The Reverend Sean Amos Breaks It Down as the album from the early months of this year, and a track called 2017. Also in the early months of this year, the excellent, lovely Zoe Schwartz, together with her husband Rob Corral and the band The Blue Commotion, released an album called The Blues and I Should Have a Party. And with the album also came a T-shirt, and Zoe, bless her, sent me a T-shirt, which was gorgeous. Lovely design. It's Zoe herself in black and red. Is she black and red? No, her T-shirt's black. She must be some other colour. I've forgotten now. But it was medium size. which I was kind of flattered if Zoe thought I was medium, but it didn't fit. So it went to the cupboard, and not to be thrown away, but just to perhaps to use one day. Anyway, this last month or two has seen me lose 24, 25 pounds in weight. And so all of a sudden, when I was heading off to Spain, I picked up the T-shirt and thought, this might fit. And it did. So, Zoe, if you're listening, I wore the T-shirt for the first time in Andalusia, and it fitted. It was marvellous. Thank you so much. So here's a track from the Blues and I Should Have a Party, and Don't Hold Back.
Don't hold back, let it show. Do you want me? I need to know. Don't hold back, the time is right. Let's not waste this time. Losing this chance would be a crime. Don't hold back. Tell me more. Come on now, don't hold back. Step through my door. Don't hold back, baby.
Blues and I Should Have a Party came out earlier on this year. Zoe Schwartz and the band Blue Commotion, and Don't Hold Back. Okay, staying with releases from this year, and a band I first featured back in 2000, I would guess, perhaps even earlier. And I featured them originally because they had the same name as me, and the Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys. They're a really good roadhouse type band, write some really tight lyrics and huge fun. A couple of live albums along the way and all kinds of stuff over the years. But earlier on this year, they released their album, which is called My Life, which basically is chronicles the last 20 years, I guess, of the Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altagoys. And here is a track from that called Bad Little Girls. Taken from the album from the summer of this year and a compilation of the tracks of his 20-odd year recording career, The Reverend Raven, together with the Chainsmoking Altar Boys, and My Life is the album, and Bad Little Girls. He's a staple of the Raven and the Blues. He's also a staple of the Roadhouse with Tony Stidler-Dennison. Tony, I'll be replying to you privately and talking about replying, thanks to all the emails that have come in this week, especially those like Tony pointing out my errors with Thornetta Davis last week. I'm putting it down to the sunshine and the sangria and the fact I was listened to by Germans. But anyway, that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music I've chosen for you. Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings is closing the programme. Rocking the Roots is the album which came out towards the end of last year. Email address if you want to drop me a line of praise or condemnation or whatever is dave@ravenblues.co.uk, and ravenblues.co.uk, or even just raven.dj will take you to the website, which has everything else you need to know. Last month was the record number of downloads over the course of the history of the Raven and the Blues. And looking as we now on the 21st of this month, it looks like this month will beat it. So many, many new listeners, thank you for giving me an hour of your time, whether you're new or old. And I'll be looking out for some records to play for you in some 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, on the banks of the Thames in London town in the UK. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a week. Flatfoot Sam.
Sam bought an automobile, no money down, did a real good deal. Didn't want to work, just ride around town. Finance company put his feet on the ground. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam stole a $10 bill. He told the judge he did it for a thrill. He got 6 days suspended fine. He thanked the judge for being so kind. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam, they got him a job. The very same day, the place got robbed. The cats got away, they couldn't be found. They picked poor Sam and they carried him down. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, always in a jam. Frank Beat knows Flatfoot. Sam got the blame and pulled the gun, shut out the light. Everybody holler, run for your life. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, always in a jam. Albert met Sam too. Sam, always
Uncle Sam. Oh, yeah. Are we feeling good? Are we feeling good? I suppose many of you have probably been to Australia once or twice, have you?